Entering Sappada Vecchia. Our route begins near the Cascatelle waterfalls, just over the little wooden bridge across the Rio dei Mulini brook. Leaving behind the 19th century Calvary, a way of the cross along which the faithful were to repent of their sins, we proceed up the slope in front of the Alpine Wildlife Park. From the top of the slope, we hardly have time to take a fleeting look down onto the valley before we find ourselves immersed in history, the local history of this area, shaped by the religious faith and hard work that formed an integral part of the people's daily lives. A little chapel sits just before a huge wooden crucifix, which stands out against the skyline at the entrance to Mühlbach, the neighbourhood which takes its name from the brook on which a water mill once operated. In every neighbourhood of the town, we will come upon a wealth of signs testifying to the religious faith of the locals. Not only little churches and chapels, but also simple altar niches, or even just monograms carved or engraved on the outside of the houses. Each neighbourhood is also characterised by one or more fountains, from which icy cold water flows copiously. Here and there, we will come across decorative blocks of pink marble of varying size, extracted from the Monte Peralba quarry, and also used in the footings and cornices of the Church of Santa Margherita in the Granvilla neighbourhood, built in 1779. A further few steps will take us into the heart of Milpa, with its robust wooden houses, the blockhouse. Immediately on the right is one of the oldest, Spornhaus, followed on the left by another small group, clustered around Casa Stefile.